Last Word on Today FM.
So it's time for the Last Word on Travel. Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie is with us again, and we're going to talk about Winter City and snow breaks. Sarah, you've got a list for me of places that you're recommending as possible November locations, which I always would have thought of as places that people went in the summer, places like Dubrovnik, the Amalfi Coast and Venice. Why do you have these down as possible November, December locations?
Well, I just think it's a really good time to visit because like a lot of the flights would have usually finished, particularly these summer destinations would have usually finished kind of towards the end of October. But the Amalfi Coast, for instance, Naples, they're flying four times a week right through the winter. Dubrovnik is extended until the 22nd of November, and the airfares are so cheap, like €93 return with Aer Lingus to Dubrovnik, including your 10 kg checked bag. Naples, €86 return. Loads of different options. Venice is another one. There's flights from €60 to Venice. And I think with all the talk of over tourism and the crowds we've seen in the summer, particularly the likes of the Amalfi Coast, Positano, in that heat in July, August, with the crowds, whereas this could be a really lovely time to visit, do a city break, to maybe a kind of a book of this destination that would be much cheaper to visit, less crowds and just extremely accessible.
But what would the weather be like at that time of year?
Yeah, I mean, I would kind of go with the open mind of it being like a city break as opposed to a sun break. You know, that's the way I would feel. You know, like you'd go to a city break to Paris or Rome or, you know, in the wintertime. And if you have that kind of attitude or you want to go and maybe do lots of things, like in Dubrovnik, for instance, you can go into Montenegro, you can go to Mostar, the Amalfi Coast. I mean, there's just so much to see and do down there. And then Venice. I was in Venice in December a couple of years ago, and I think people thought I photoshopped my pictures because there was nobody in St. Mark's Square. It was just such a fabulous time to visit. So I think, you know, obviously snow breaks are great and sun breaks, but I think for people who want a little breakaway, three or four nights, you get incredible value at this time of year and you have no crowds as well.
Okay. Well then, bring me though to our sort of winter snow breaks, more conventional. You actually have a really interesting, surprising choice. Norway, we're going to likes of Tromsø or Bergen. And this has been opened up, has it, by the addition, particularly by Aer Lingus, of direct flights.
Yeah, it was a real surprise, actually. They just announced it there a month or two ago, direct flights from Dublin to Tromsø for the winter, twice weekly. And again, as I said, it kind of took us all by a little bit by surprise, but it is the gateway to the Arctic. It is one of the best places to see the Northern Lights. And the airfares are actually extremely good value. Now, accommodation is expensive, so you would need to do a bit of research there or maybe talk to a travel agent. But, you know, there are flights from about €150 return. And it is, if you want to see the Northern Lights or are looking for that kind of winter wonderland experience, it sounds absolutely fabulous. It really, really sounds like a great place to go.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more, actually, about the cable car in Tromsø.
Yeah, there's a cable car and the city is actually a really kind of nice, pretty, charming kind of city. And they have this cable car, I won't even attempt to pronounce it, but it goes right up to the summit of the mountain with views out over the city. But it's also apparently the place to see the Northern Lights. So you can kind of go up on your own. It's €50 for a return ticket on the cable car. Or you can book a 1-hour guided snowshoe hike. So you get all your equipment included. You get your cable car, you get picked up from your hotel, you have hot drinks and all sorts. And there's somebody there to take your photos if the Northern Lights come out. And that's €140. So it just sounds like a really fabulous experience. Snowshoe hiking at night time with the lights. One of those kind of bucket list moments, I think.
Okay, and then there's also options to go not with Aer Lingus, but with another airline, which I hadn't heard of before, which will bring you to Bergen.
Yeah, Widerøe Airlines. Bergen is kind of a bit of a success story because they had no flights a few years ago. Then they introduced twice weekly. Then it went to three. Then it went to four times weekly in the summer. And now it's still three times during the winter time. It's really, really popular, particularly for city breaks. It's the gateway to the fjords. And you can do fjord cruises and all. But it's also got a gorgeous little town. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, a real sort of colourful wharf with museums, shops, a real sort of foodie spot as well. Again, really, really good value flights, €96 return in February, just a kind of an alternative kind of city break with stunning scenery and just something completely different to do.
Yeah, I've actually been there, and you can go on the cable car as well up over the mountain overlooking. It's not that particularly long getting up there, but it gives you a great view of this beautiful city, which is so colourful. And even the day that we were there, even though it was in the summer, it was raining and it was overcast, and it was still absolutely stunning to look at. Now, what about Lapland? Because Lapland isn't just for children, is it?
No, and we all probably, or people will be familiar with the package holidays from TUI and Sunway, and they've seen over the years. I went on one myself, but Ryanair are flying from the end of October from Dublin and from Shannon right up until late March. And the Santa Claus Village is open year round. So for people who kind of, you know, feel that the prices are a bit expensive, I can't afford to do it pre-Christmas, it's much, much cheaper to go after Christmas. You know, maybe your child can thank Santa for his lovely gift or something, but all of the activities are still there, you know, the snowmobiling, the husky sled rides, all those kind of things, meet the reindeers. So fabulous to go in January as well for families who want to do it if you have young kids, and or November. I mean, you may not get the snow in November, so you could check that. But the airfares are much, much cheaper if you go, you know, don't go in December, basically.
Okay.
And there's also lots of places for, it's not just families, like there's fabulous luxury kind of hotels with glass igloos, so you can watch the Northern Lights from a kind of a, your whole bit like Finlock kind of bubble domes, but in these glass igloos. So it's popular for couples as well.
Yeah, these things, they have heated glass roofs, do they?
Yeah, they actually look gorgeous. And they're only about 50, the one resort, a Pukka resort, I think it's only about a half an hour or maybe even less from Rovaniemi Airport. So really accessible for like a short break or a long weekend. A real sort of romantic place to go as well. And people wouldn't necessarily think of Lapland in that kind of way. But you can still book your, as I said, your snowmobiling and skidoo, all sorts of cool stuff. And again, a whole winter wonderland experience.
Okay, so the flights will very much vary. I see, like, for example, Ryanair from Shannon in November can be €70, but in December it can be €358.
Yeah, basically, you know, the families want to go to see Santa before Christmas. That's the popular time. So, you know, and you will definitely pay. You'll pay for hotels, you'll pay for packages. It's the most expensive time to go. So I suppose I was just trying to highlight that you can actually go, you know, right up until the end of March. So so if you want to kind of see Lapland at a, you know, a lot more reasonably priced, that's definitely the way to do it.
We've had a listener who's been straight onto the internet when you suggested Dubrovnik as a place to go in November. But from Cork Airport, the last flight out is the end of October and the cost is €270, whereas the flight from Dublin to Dubrovnik is €76 return, €200 distance. Listener wants to know, why is Cork penalised all the time?
Yeah, I mean, the flights are only continuing on from Dublin and really up to the end of October. I think the airfares from Dublin for around the midterm break are expensive as well. But the flights are just, I don't know why they decided to continue them to the 22nd of November. I don't think they've done it before. But it is just a Dublin flight, unfortunately, yeah.
Okay, another listener has been on saying €70 return flights to Marrakesh in early December, 7 nights and you get 20 degrees temperature. That sounds good. But we're going away from the sun, skiing holidays. This is the time, isn't it, to start booking your skiing holiday?
Absolutely. Lots of people have booked already, particularly for like Christmas or midterm breaks and that. But there are plenty of availability off season and lots of new routes, actually. Dublin to Turin with Aer Lingus. Actually, for your Cork listener there, Cork to Lyon, Geneva, Munich. Geneva is a new one from Cork, I think, as well. And Shannon Airport to Turin. So loads of different options. Now, I generally always recommend, particularly if it's your first time ski holiday, to book with a ski specialist, you know, Top Flight or Crystal. You know, because there's so many moving parts and so many things to consider.
Such as?
Well, you know, just even getting your ski school, your lift pass, you know, if you book accommodation that's too far from the lifts, and also the type of resort you choose, whether you choose a resort that has enough slopes for beginners, for kids, whether you want a lively resort, a quiet one. I mean, the high altitude with the weather, there's just so many different things to consider that I would definitely, for a first timer, say, you know, go to a travel agent. But for people who, you know, want to do their DIY or like spending hours researching on the internet, I think Turin could be the place to look for this year. As I said, there's Ryanair flight to Turin and now Aer Lingus have started a new route. There's also Shannon to Turin. And I mean, you could use it as a city break and go skiing for a couple of days. But there's a couple of different resorts there. Bardonecchio, which is a kind of quieter for beginners and families. It's only 75 minutes away from the airport. You've also got Cervinia, which is like world-class resort, high altitude. That's about an hour and a half to 2 hours away. You can ski into Switzerland from there. You've got lively Sousy Dew. So, you know, loads of different options there. And I think it could be, like, I was kind of a bit blown away when I saw the flights on the 27th of December for a week, or only €186 for New Year. Like, any of the other, you know, destinations are double that or more, actually. And flights in January for €105 from Dublin, €156 from Shannon. So I think Turin could be the one to watch for people looking for a good value ski this year.
Okay, say if you wanted to go away on a skiing holiday at Christmas, over the Christmas period, how much would that cost you?
Yeah, funny, New Year is the much more expensive. People want to go after Christmas. So the actual Christmas week isn't bad. I found a good deal with Crystal Ski going out on the 23rd of December in France, a family hotel for two adults and two children, 3,890. So just under 4,000 for flights and hotel half board. Now, you do need to add on your ski packs, your lift passes, you know, your tuition on top of that. You know, generally speaking, ski holidays are not cheap, you know. So if you see something that looks too good to be true, it probably is. But it is fantastic. I love skiing. I could, you know, wax lyrical about it all day long. But it is, you know, it's not a cheap holiday. But I think Christmas could be a lovely time to go. You get your winter wonderland and you still have your fabulous family experience.
Very briefly, I think you have, there's an Aer Lingus sale to the United States on at the moment. Is there good value in ticket prices? Because I know from recent experience, when you're in the United States, it's expensive.
Yeah, no, it is expensive when you're there, but the flight prices are so good at the moment. Like I found, you know, New York from €330 return in February. Nashville, which is the kind of trendy place to visit at the moment, the home of country music, and Memphis and all sorts of things close by. Flights from Nashville from Dublin, 418 on the 18th of November. So loads of different options. Vegas flights, 433 return. They include, you know, your taxes. And even Florida as well. You know, it's always such an expensive time to go in the summer, but four times weekly flights to Orlando, three times to Miami, €433 in February. So, yeah, the value on the States, on the flights, is whatever bed on the ground, but the airfares are really, really good at the moment.
Thank you, Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie.
The Last Word on Today FM.